The gluten-free label is becoming more popular on items in the grocery store. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. An LSU Ag Center registered dietitian, Denise Holston-West, said people who have the autoimmune disease celiac disease experience a toxic immune response when they ingest gluten and should eliminate it from their diets. Only about 1-3% of people in the U.S. have celiac disease, she said, but people without a diagnosis of celiac disease are choosing to go gluten-free.
If you go gluten-free and don't have a reason to, you're putting yourself at risk of nutrition deficiencies.
Holston-West said whole grain products are an important part of our diet. Eliminating gluten can lead to deficiencies of folate, iron, and the B vitamins that enrich grains. She said gluten-free is now a trend in the food industry.
With this trend, many food products that would probably never have gluten in it in the first place are advertising we're gluten-free.
Holston-West said not only are there no substantiated health benefits of eating gluten-free unless a person has celiac disease, it can also cost more at the grocery store.
And gluten-free products can be about twice as much as regular products, regular grain products. And gluten-free does not necessarily mean all healthy.
She recommends eating a diet that has foods from all groups and said people who have made long-term positive changes to their health did it in moderation. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.